Welcome to episode 62 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. The past 7 days have made for a funny old week behind the scenes here. To some degree, I achieved a lot of what I set out to do, but in other ways, I've been quite frustrated by the many times I've had to interrupt my workflow to take care of other matters. As a result, I've had to put on hold a number of exciting announcements which I really wanted to share with you in this week's show, and instead I've dug into the archive and pulled out a recording which has yet to be aired. In November last year, you'll remember I headed off to London to take a look at Manfrotto's Interactive Photo Lab event in Covent Garden. Whilst there, I caught up with the VTech Group's Divisional Chief Executive, a guy called Marco Pazzana, to talk about just how photographers and filmmakers go about selecting their kit for their own specific requirements. More specifically, I thought it would be interesting to talk about this subject from the point of view of a photographic company who, of course, are constantly thinking about their product development with their customers' applications in mind. So, let's step back to the end of last year when this following recording was made. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 62. So here I am in Covent Garden in London in the UK, my home patch as it were, and today I'm speaking with Marco Pazzana, who is the Divisional Chief Executive at the VTech Group. And if you guys don't know what the VTech Group is, you will certainly know Manfrotto, Kata, Gitzo, all these various companies that are part of a larger group. So first of all, hi Marco.
Hi guys, nice to meet you.
And today what we're going to talk about is, well first of all, you know that when I was in Berlin, at the Manfrotto Imagine More Interactive Photo Lab, otherwise known as The Factory, I was talking to a number of people about this drive to get you guys passionate about your photography, sharing your pictures online. But we're going to speak a bit more selectively today about how you guys... You all have your own specialisms, the things that you like to photograph. And Marco and I were talking just now saying how not every tripod, not every bag is going to suit everyone's use. A lot of you are now, and myself included, are shooting more and more video with your photos as well. And of course, the question is there one product that fits all? Chances are there's not. But that's what we're going to be talking about. So, Marco, let's start off. I want to get your impressions, actually, of Covent Garden, the site for the latest photo lab. What are you thinking?
Well, actually, I love it here. You might want to know that I moved to the UK as a student a few years ago. I lived here for 8 years. So I'm really proud to be here now with Manfrotto in London, which is one of the cities I love the most, and be able to do something creative in one of the cities in the world that I think has the best blend between heritage, creativity, and is probably the most cosmopolitan in the world.
And I mean, I found that Berlin was lovely. I've never been to Germany before, and it was just fantastic. But I gather that when you guys were over in, was it Shanghai?
Yes.
You had a tornado over there.
Yes, there was a bit of wind. So I'm equally delighted to see that today the sun is shining in Covent Garden, which we couldn't have taken for granted. So that's definitely a plus.
That's excellent. Now, let's talk about kit then, because the majority of people that are listening to this, you know, we love kit. That's just how it is. If people, obviously by the time this airs, it's going to be after the event, but this is the Interactive Photo Lab is just the first of a lot of sort of things that you guys are going to be pushing out sort of next year, and how the company, the VTech Group and Manfrotto, are getting involved with people more and more. When people come to these events, what are they seeing in terms of your product and how they can be using your products to help them get the pictures and the video that they want?
Yes. Well, first of all, the doors of the Photo Lab are open to everybody. So you can be a professional, an advanced hobbyist, an amateur, or just a beginner, or someone who is sharing pictures on the social network for the first time, and there is something for you. And I think that is something that I want to highlight, because suddenly it's not as if Manfrotto forgot about its professional heritage, to which we are actually completely committed to, but we simply felt it was time to share our photographic experience and passion with the most diverse audience of people. Why are we doing that? Because I think technology today enables each of us to approach imaging from a different perspective. And what we want to do is actually to help people making the most of their own perspective with gear that fits their specific needs. So I think what was revolutionary when we started with Manfrotto is that the industry until then was kind of segmented into good, better, best. People were doing expensive tripods, mediocre tripods, cheap tripods, almost assuming that someone in the early days wants to spend little money for a crappy product.
Yeah.
What we decided to do instead is to actually have a lot of attention to what users do. And depending on your level of talent, depending on the nature of the picture you want to take, is it a picture, is it a video, or both of them, is it in nature, is it urban or in a closed environment, we have developed gear that helps you achieving the picture you want. So it's not about being pro or non-pro, it's not about being cheap or expensive, it's about I might want to do different stuff every day, and I can now select the product that helps me doing that in the best possible way. One good example, we have more and more a great participation of women in the world of photography. Now the ergonomics for women to work properly are different from what a man would actually see being efficient. So we did place a lot of attention to weight, compactness, ease of use, size of ends, and all of that to make sure that our products are suited for all audiences. Now, coming to what's really new, we have put a lot of emphasis on supporting people to take still and motion picture from the same camera, and that has been done at several levels, on tripods predominantly, by developing what are now patented and award winners heads that have a special device. Basically, by moving a small lever, you can move from a superior ball head into a fluid motion as if you were using a proper video head, which means that you don't even need to reset your gear. You can continue working with the same tripod, and in 1 second, you can go from motion picture to still, back to motion picture, continuing your experience. Now, obviously, the tripod is not the only piece of equipment you need to do that. Lighting is essential. So this is where, as a company, we are investing drastically on LED lights, where LED lights, by providing continuous lights with a dimmer, is obviously fantastic for video application, where a flash cannot help. But on the most advanced models, we've also embedded a flash, which enables you again to go from motion to still using the same equipment. Obviously, an LED flash today is not up in terms of performance to the best professional flashes, but again, if you want to major on the functionality of moving from still to video, that's actually the best piece of gear that is available in the marketplace today.
And also, you guys produce bags, I know, and we're going to be actually going to be featuring this on The Active Photographer. I'm going to be taking a look at those. But a lot of people will be aware of a brand called Katta, which are very rugged bags. You guys, as Manfrotto, you produce like messenger bags and rucksacks. But tell those people that maybe don't know Katta, other than as a brand, they might have heard of it. They are... You know, we're always looking for products that are durable, yes, but practical. So photographers, we love our cameras, but we're also very lax when it comes to looking up. We'll throw bags down in the back of a car, or we'll sort of drop them, what have you. But Katta bags, there are two things that stand out for me. One is the interior is yellow. So that, and it was funny, your colleague, Simona Colombo, who... listeners who heard me speaking to her in Berlin will recognize the name. We were talking, I can't remember if it was actually on audio, but we're saying, in a practical sense, if you're, say, you're a nighttime photographer or you're in woodlands where it's darker, your kit will show up against the yellow interior. It's such a simple thing.
Yep.
But tell us a bit more about Kata and how, you know, if people are thinking, I like these products, why would I go for Kata rather than a Manfrotto bag, for example?
Yeah, actually, you mentioned before that Manfrotto and Kata are part of the Vitec group. The reason why I'm mentioning that is that we decided as Vitec, as a company, to approach the bag industry from a different perspective. The bag industry is well known for some leading brands who are trying to make everybody happy under one brand and one solution. What we decided to do with Vitec is actually to deploy three different brands, each of which has a different spirit and a different engineering approach, because we acknowledge people are different, you know, and we want to give you almost your customized solution depending on the way you live photography and where you want to exercise it. So coming back to Kata, Kata is our premium brand in bags. What it stands for is actually the most technical bag that you can think of, meaning that Kata is ultimate protection for your gear. It's engineered to host all sorts of equipment that you want, but the distinctive feature is that it's the lightest photographic bag available in the marketplace. So it's the perfect combination of maximum protection and maximum portability, and that's what it wants to stand for. In terms of style, it wants to be cutting-edge modernity, which is reflected in the materials, but we appreciate that some people actually may want to have a more discreet look they go out shooting, maybe in an urban environment. And this is where Manfrotto kicks in. Manfrotto gives the bags a different interpretation. Inside, it's the bag of professionals, because we do know how to make photography. Actually, it puts an additional emphasis on robustness. So if you have a trade-off between light or robust, Manfrotto provides less lightness, but an edge additional cut in terms of robustness. And more importantly, from the outside, it's designed in Italy. So if you are living in an urban environment, if you want to be discreet and not seen, and equally elegant because that fits the way you are or the place where you're taking that picture, Manfrotto is the bag for you. Different story again. We manufacture photographic bags under the National Geographic brand, and this is again very well equipped to host your gear. But equally, if you are the natural outdoor adventurer, you know, this perfectly fits probably what you're wearing and the rest of the gear that is part of your lifestyle. So our solution is, don't just pretend with one brand to make everybody happy. People are different because of the way they take pictures, but they're also different as human beings. So a bag is something you wear and you want it to be in tune with what you're doing that day.
Sure.
And each of our brands actually delivers a customized solution to fit that.
And I think it's interesting, obviously we started off talking about the photo video, so many DSLRs now and point and shoot cameras, not necessarily high end point and shoots, things like the Canon G12 for example, but lower down the ranges are featuring good video capabilities, they're featuring HD video on there. It's an interesting time, certainly for photographers, this whole sort of how photographers are embracing video. More and more stills photographers are offering video services as well. When we were in Berlin, there was a kind of a meetup, as it were, at the photo lab that was embracing YouTube. You guys had some, shall we say, YouTube celebrities that met up, and they, of course, brought their following. In terms of how you guys are, I mean, how do you approach the video market when so much of your heritage has been dealing with photographers who, you know, it's very methodical, sort of taking one shot at a time and what have you? I know there's a load of people that are going to sort of send me emails saying, oh, it's not so different and da 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 da. But there has to be a difference between photo and video, certainly in the considerations about how you not just develop products, but how you embrace that, I say, new market or that developing market.
Yes. Actually, again, and I apologize to step back to Vitec, but you need to know that Vitec is the largest company in the world making accessories for both photographic industry and broadcasting. So some of our brands are Sackler, Vinten, O'Connor, which are brands that major in the cine broadcasting industry. So we have a lot of technical competencies as a group around it. The way we leave videography with Manfrotto, we leave videography as the video shooting that you take instantly in real life out there. So what we want to do is to basically give people the most portable video equipment, which applies to, you know, all type of lightweight video cameras that are becoming available these days, very accessible, very compact, and they push you out there. So I think where, you know, our competencies come together as a group is that on the one end, through Sakaler and Vinten, we have all the technological heritage of the superior performing video gear. In Manfrotto, we have all the expertise of stability, lightness, immediacy, and compactness, and that's what we're blending in our products. So we are, on the one end, the ideal tripod for the freelancer or the reporter who is making news and capturing events as they happen. On the other end, if you are a photographer who wants to complement and evolve in motion picture as well, well, what's better than a Manfrotto tripod with a head that can actually move from being a ball head into a perfectly fluid video head with all the counterbalance, all the drag, all the features, just by switching a small lever, you know? And that's what we're trying to do.
And that what you're essentially talking about there is functionality. And some of the best functionality in the world doesn't have to be even within the photography industry. It can be automotive, it can be kitchen appliances. You don't want to be overcomplicating things, because if you're speaking specifically about photography, if it's cold, if it's wet, you set up quickly, things like quick release heads, catches that aren't fiddly, that you're not going to get your fingers caught in or your coats caught in, you know, that's what counts.
Exactly.
And that's why, you know, you, as with other so many companies, any company that's wise will be listening to what not just professionals but the consumer is saying, and that's what pushes the product line forward to be what it is and what it aims to be.
Exactly. And I mean, talking about that, we just released one fantastic new product. It's called the 502 head with the bridging technology, and this is the lightest weight and most compact video head that I believe is available in the market out there. It has been extremely well received, and if you guys happen to be in Las Vegas at NAB coming soon, spring next year, you will see that you know, a very revolutionary system is coming to go on top of those heads to be able to change completely the way video shooting is approached through DSLR cameras. I cannot tell you more at this stage, but I'm confident that will be exciting, exactly because what we are doing is inspired to making it easy, simple, and highly qualitative for you.
And I know, I appreciate you can't tell us specifically, but let's just round things off thinking about to next year, 2012. I'm sure the world of photography is going to be rocked by all sorts of developments from all sorts of manufacturers. But I can see, even just as an onlooker, how you guys are wanting to get people involved, talk directly. I'm guessing there's got to be more of that, more events, more, I'd say, initiatives, just more just integrating, getting involved with people and inspiring people, because that's what it comes down to.
Exactly. Something that we believe very strongly is that our industry is moving at the speed of daylight. I've been heading Manfrotto for 3 years, and the business I manage today and the product we sell today are actually radically different from what it was used to be 3 years ago. And the only way to keep on top of that and actually be ahead of the curve for us is to leave the experience with you know, our customers, our users, because they are evolving. I can talk to you about one of our greatest testimonials. We work a lot with Bill Frakes, which most of you probably know, and Bill is actually one of the guys that is very much part of our idea generation process, because he experiments every time he puts up you know, a photo shoot. And what we do, we send people with him just to watch what happens, because sometimes it's by observing where you get stuck that actually ideas come up to develop something new. In the past, we were used to limit that expertise to the professional world only. Our ambition of being in the streets, in the squares, with people, or sharing those experiences online, is to widen, you know, the number of people who can participate in the idea generation process.
And for me as a photographer, I first became aware of cameras when I was 8. So it's been in my life forever, yeah. But even now, you know, I never get tired of watching other photographers working. not just not even on a professional level necessarily, just as because I love photography. And you'll always, as you say, you'll always learn something, even if you're just going out photographing with a friend at a weekend. It doesn't have to be a professional. That friend will do something or see something in a way that you haven't thought of, and it might be that he happens to have a Manfrotto tripod or whatever, a Canon or a Nikon or camera, whatever. But it's by talking with people, by observing, and just immersing yourself in the whole lifestyle, the whole activity of photography, being out there taking pictures, that we push ourselves forward.
This, you're absolutely right, and this is why we believe photography is actually an art, meaning that there is a lot of technology in photography, there is a lot of technicity in photography, but ultimately the one person who shoots that very moment in time, the way you look at it and the way you are inspired by it, actually makes each individual photography unique, and the technique is there to serve you, expressing your imagination at best at that moment in time. And this is where I think the evolution will be endless, because hopefully we will not be able to stop people's imagination, and that will be the driver for continuous evolution in our industry, and we just want to be part of it more and more.
And I think on that note, we'll round things up, because I think that's just a really nice way to end on. So, Marco, thank you very much for your time today. Let's just throw out a couple of links. People that want to find out more about Manfrotto and Kata and what have you, I'll link to in the show notes. But where would you yourself like people to go straight to find out more?
Well, if you go on Facebook and you join our fan page, you will find all the conversation happening. You'll be updated with all the events. Another fantastic page for you guys to visit is the Manfrotto School of Excellence. Manfrotto School of Excellence is our portal to basically be a bit more serious about education. You'll find webinars, all sort of tutorials. We share videos and also some real live events that we organize to go out and take those pictures together.
Excellent. And just on that final point, I'll just round off by saying that as I record this last night through the School of Excellence, I was listening to Drew Gardner giving a webinar, and it was well worth it. It was only an hour long, but the information that you can gain out of that hour just made it worth sitting at your computer and listening. So I will I'll link to Drew as well, but I'll also make sure that you guys are aware of those webinars as well. So Marco, once again, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, and keep shooting.
I'll be catching up with Manfrotto again at Focus on Imaging in a couple of weeks' time, so if you have any questions you'd like me to run past them, just let me know. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer, or of course send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.com.